Funding Bill Circus. On March 21, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, blasted the minibus funding bill that just passed Congress and was promptly signed by the president. The minibus was released at 2:32 a.m. and is 1,012 pages of $1.2 trillion taxpayer dollars, she wrote in a statement posted online the night the bill passed. We are supposed to be voting on it tomorrow morning under suspension with no amendments allowed with the super scary government shutdown deadline threat looming tomorrow at midnight. It takes 27.8 hours for the average reader to read 1,000 pages. I guess we are supposed to just pass it first and then find out what's in it, like Nancy Pelosi says. This comes after months and months of hardly any effort to pass single-issue appropriation bills while three continuing resolutions, advancing Pelosi's budget, were passed. Supreme Court justice dying. Every year, Supreme Court justices travel around the world for speeches and public appearances. According to federal data, only one sitting justice took the unusual step of traveling with a medic, twice in 2018, 69-year-old Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. The nonpartisan court watchdog Fix the Court recently released the information to reporters after they sued the U.S. Marshal Service for records. At the age of 7, Sotomayor was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and now gives herself insulin shots multiple times a day. The news spotlights rumors that have been circulating for years that the oldest Democratic-appointed justice on the court could be replaced. Ukraine, U.S. blamed. On March 26, the director of Russia's Federal Security Service, Alexander Bortnikov, told Russia's TASS news agency that the United States, Britain, and Ukraine were behind the horrifying concert hall attack in Moscow on March 22 that killed at least 139 people. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility, and Ukraine has denied accusations of involvement. Russian officials say otherwise, citing information they have collected from multiple attackers, who were captured alive, as well as a joint Russian-Turkish raid on a militant Islamic camp in Turkey. In the past, the US and Israelis trained, equipped, and aided Islamic State militants in Syria when they were seeking to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad. Origins of COVID. Republicans and Democrats have launched a bipartisan probe into the origins of COVID, amid mounting evidence that the virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. Among other things, the Senate committee will look into the threat of deadly viruses escaping from high-security research labs in the United States and abroad and will investigate how taxpayer dollars have been spent to fund research, including risky gain-of-function experiments, whereby animal viruses are altered to make them more infectious to humans. According to reports, every year, there are between 70 and 100 incidents in which a virus or disease is thought to have escaped outside of its primary containment. Kentucky safeguards elections. On March 15, the Kentucky General Assembly passed SB 143 by a vote of 72-12. The measure ensures that only American citizens will be able to vote in Kentucky elections. Kentucky already prohibits anyone convicted in any court of competent jurisdiction of treason, or felony, or bribery in an election, or of such high misdemeanor, anyone in confinement under the judgment of a court for some penal offense, and idiots and insane persons from voting in its elections. It will now go before the people for consideration in the upcoming national election in November. Ethics in Congress. Research showing U.S. politicians made stock market trades worth more than $1 billion in 2023 has bolstered a campaign to ban members of Congress from stock trading, reported the UK Daily Mail news website. Support in Congress has been growing for the so-called Ethics Act, but it will need even more backers to force it through, because top Democrats and Republicans oppose it. Cashing in. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, is facing calls to step down after it was reported his wife owns millions of dollars in stock for tech companies that he is supposed to be regulating. A recent report in Rolling Stone magazine notes that Nancy Wyden has been cashing in on the tech industry for years. According to Wyden's most recent financial disclosure, his wife, Nancy Bace Wyden, owns up to $1 million in Apple stock, $1 million in Microsoft, $500,000 in Amazon, and $500,000 in Google, Rolling Stone reported. Not in cahoots. Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat Maryland, ripped into Israel's allegations that the UN's refugee agency, commonly referred to as UNRWA, is a proxy for the Palestinian militant group Hamas. There's no doubt that the claim that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and others are making, that somehow UNRWA is a proxy for Hamas, are just flat-out lies, Van Hollen said in an interview on CBS News's Face the Nation. If you look at the person who's in charge of operations on the ground for UNRWA, it's a 20-year U.S. Army veteran. You can be sure he's not in cahoots with Hamas. Wasted money. In the last decade, the U.S. has sunk $250 million into Air Base 201, a high-tech drone piloting outpost in Niger. Congress has also given the regime there more than $500 million in aid. Recently, the U.S. had a falling out with the rulers of Niger, who demanded that the 1,000 U.S. troops currently stationed there leave after the U.S. objected to officials in Niger talking to Russia and China. Terrorist illegal alien. In early March, the New York Post reported that 22-year-old Basil Basil Abadi was caught by the U.S. Border Patrol sneaking over the border near El Paso. According to Border Patrol documents obtained by the Post, Abadi allegedly confessed, "I'm going to try to make a bomb and head to New York." Abadi also allegedly admitted to being trained by Hezbollah for 7 years, and it's alleged he says he is an active member of the group. Tourist criminals. The Los Angeles Police Department announced in early March that it would be launching a task force to crack down on so-called burglary tourism, where foreigners come to the U.S. to exploit lax enforcement of property crimes. According to reports, criminals from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru have been targeting wealthy neighborhoods in and around L.A. to conduct home burglaries before returning home with the loot. Homeowner alert. Earlier this year, Adele Andaloro inherited her family's home in New York City, which is valued at $1.2 million, but she was left aghast when squatters quickly moved into her childhood home in late February. Bizarrely, when she showed up to kick the illegal squatters out, police ended up arresting her. Even though Andaloro possessed the deed, New York City police refused to help her and took her to jail along with one of the squatters when a fight broke out. Americans need be aware that this is happening and that criminals are taking advantage of lax prosecutions of property crimes. End of humanity. A new study published in The Lancet found that, by 2050, more than three-quarters of nations' birth rates will not be able to sustain their populations. By 2100, nearly all nations will fall into this category. If the trends continue, by that year, half of all global births will be in sub-Saharan Africa.